This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, you know it. I know it. It does not matter who the host is. What always has mattered is who the listeners are. So there you go. Anyways, today is Friday, January the 31st. Of 2025, day 31 of the year, and only 334 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and coming across, you know, with our friends over there, you know, the people we hang out with.
Radio Big.
Oh, yes, hanging out with our friends at Radio Big, doing the things that we get to do, whatever is going on there, no doubt about that. Anyways, a lot of stuff going on in the last 24 hours, no doubt, as we are hanging out, doing our thing. It is Freeform Friday, so what does that mean to you? Well, that means, well, not much, probably, until I tell you the following, meaning that we are going to cover everything that we did not cover earlier in the week. So it will just be a plethora of information that's coming your way in regards of what is going on. So our show normally consists of safety and the news, news and safety. If you want to interact with the show, it's pretty easy to do so. All you have to do is go to callinradio.com. That's callinradio.com, and they'll get everything moving and grooving for you. Callinradio.com. It'll give you an option of video, text messaging, and audio messaging all once you get there. So that's some options, of course. We can be seen across multiple social media platforms, but if you're not comfortable with doing that, all you have to do is go to safetyfm.com and click on the section that says Visual Radio. And this was where we will pop up with the Rated R Safety Show. And any kind of video feed that we normally do will pop up there as we're doing it live in real time. So with that being said, just keep that in mind. RadioBig.fm is an option. Safety FM is an option. And then we're across multiple podcast providers, hosting services, whatever, podcast catchers, that's what I'm trying to say. Or if not, you can find us on the different apps, including iHeartRadio, Odyssey, and just to name a few, as we are streaming in real time. So there you go. A lot of stuff, things to do, and we're hanging out. So there it is. Everything going on in El Rizzo. So with that being said, let's start talking about what the hell was trending in the overnight.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Okay, so as I take a look at the trends of the ends of the end, stranded Boeing astronauts conduct their first joint spacewalk. And Luigi Mangione copycat raises eyebrows. Sam Hutt gets arrested and reality TV stars reaches out to Taylor Swift. We'll talk about that more as we get into show business. So there you go. Also, Chris Evans shuts down Marvel rumors and housewife returns. We'll talk about that. And Princess Kate makes her first official away day. Away day? Yeah, okay. So there you go. That's it. That's the stuff. So if you're ready, I have some professional broadcasters that are waiting in the wings that want to tell you about what the hell is going on. So if you're good, I'm good, and we'll get that rolling right now. Matter of fact, why don't we even go as far as saying we're all golden in regards to talking about this? So let's do that.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. U.S. officials investigating the mid-air collision of a passenger plane and military helicopter in Washington, D.C. have recovered the plane's two black boxes. All 67 people on board the two aircraft are presumed dead following the fatal crash on Wednesday. Nick Harper reports from the crash site in Washington.
Much of the attention has turned to the potential staffing shortages here at the airport and the busyness in the skies. This is an incredibly busy airport, one of the busiest in the US, with about 800 takeoffs and landings every day. And we have heard during the course of today that there was another near collision just 24 hours before the fatal collision, where a commercial airliner coming into land had to pull up and make a return approach because a helicopter was in its flight path. And also the Federal Aviation Administration putting out an initial report saying that on the night of the crash, in the air traffic control tower, one person was essentially working two positions, something that the report says was not normal, but also is not uncommon.
The Indian government's presenting its annual spending plans to Parliament over the coming week amid concerns about slowing growth and high inflation. The finance minister kicks it off by unveiling the annual economic survey, which highlights the state of the country's economy. Ishan Garg reports from New Delhi.
The Indian middle class is expecting a relief in personal income tax rates as savings dwindle due to inflation. The spending plan is also expected to include measures to drive growth. Analysts say spending big on infrastructure will be crucial, especially as the country's GDP growth is estimated to have slowed down to 6.4% in the 2024 to 2025. Financial year as compared to 8.2 in the year before. It will also be crucial to see how the government navigates spending as economists are urging officials to reduce fiscal deficit. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
It's exactly 5 years since the UK left the European Union. The Brexit anniversary is passing with little fanfare from the government, which hopes to boost ties with the EU. Ministers have ruled out, though, re-entering either the customs union or the single market. Violence against women and girls is a significant and growing problem in the UK, according to a new report. The National Audit Office found recent efforts by the government to address the issue aren't improving outcomes for victims. Caroline Harper from the National Audit Office says there's urgent work to be done.
The Home Office is the lead department in this area, struggled to get other government departments on board. Secondly, there hadn't been a sufficient focus on prevention. Supporting victims is really, really important, but it would be much better if they didn't become victims in the first place. And thirdly, despite promises to do so since 2010, there isn't a really good evidence base of what works in helping to reduce violence against women and girls.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the reaction of an aviation professional to Donald Trump's suggestion that hiring practices focused on diversity, equity and inclusivity at the U.S. Federal Aviation Administration may have contributed to air traffic control errors that may have contributed to the fatal air accident in Washington on Wednesday night. The president was speaking even as the recovery operation was still underway and before the investigation into the mid-air collision had begun. Terry Towser is a former airline pilot and author of the book Confessions of an Airline Pilot, Why Planes Crash. Does he think DEI is part of the problem?
It's just not only disgustingly inappropriate, but I mean, it is stupid. I'm sure that the poor air traffic controller in this case is going to get hung out to dry, and it will be very interesting to see whether or not he was really working more than one position, because you can tell from the air traffic tape this is very, very busy. Mm. And I did notice that his conversation with the helicopter was very clipped and brief. So it might well come down to hiring.
As in not hiring enough air traffic controllers rather than hiring too many based around DEI policies. The head of America's National Transportation Safety Board pleaded on Wednesday for lawmakers, the media and the public to give the investigation the time that it needs. She was speaking just 2 hours after the president insisted he wants it all over quickly.
To recap the top stories, US officials investigating the mid-air collision of a passenger plane and military helicopter in Washington have recovered the plane's two black boxes. The Indian government's presenting its annual spending plans to Parliament over the coming week amid concerns about slowing growth and high inflation. It's exactly 5 years since the UK left the EU, and violence against women and girls is a significant and growing problem in the UK, according to a new report. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
It's a new year, but it's feeling harder than ever to find and hire qualified people you need, especially for small businesses. That's where LinkedIn Job comes in. They make it easier to find people you want to talk to faster and for free. You can create a free job post in minutes on LinkedIn Jobs to reach your network and beyond to the world's largest professional network of over 770 million people. Focus on candidates with just the right skills and experience and use screening questions to get your role in front of the most qualified people. Then use the simple tools on LinkedIn Jobs to quickly filter and prioritize who you'd like to interview and hire. It's why small businesses rate LinkedIn Jobs number one in delivering qualified hires versus leading competitors. I have to tell you that we have used LinkedIn Jobs to even find some of the people that we have here at Safety FM. LinkedIn Jobs can help you find the candidates you want to talk to faster. Did you know that every week nearly 40 million job seekers visit LinkedIn? Post your jobs for free on LinkedIn.com/safetyfm. That's LinkedIn.com/safetyfm to post your job for free. Terms and conditions do apply. And don't forget to tell them that you heard it right here on Safety FM.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma,
Georgia, and South Carolina.
For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery. Coastal Claim Consultants.
Bringing you information you never knew you cared about. Rated R Safety Show.
Let me talk to you real quick. What is HelloFresh? With HelloFresh, you get farm fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. Skip trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit. Spend your time this month shopping for gifts and sipping cocoa, not stuck at the checkout line. Sign up for HelloFresh and get everything you need to whip up a fresh, tasty meal delivered to your door. Just choose your recipes, select a delivery date, and relax knowing that dinner's on its way. HelloFresh has over 45 recipes and more than 100 seasonal add-on items to choose from every week, so it's easier than ever to find something everyone will enjoy. Go to HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree. That's HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree to use the code safetyfmfree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/safetyfmfree with code safetyfmfree. Free. And don't forget that this is why HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R, Safety Show.
Okay, here we go. 15 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out on this lovely, lovely, lovely Freeform Friday. So let's do the things that we get to do around here, because why would we not do that? If not, we would be doing other things that other people do around here, and nobody wants to do that. Okay, so with that being said, let's get into the move in the groove of everything going on. El presidente of El Salvador is openly celebrating the, the mess up towards former Senator Bob Menendez, who is this week it was a sentence to 11 years in prison for corruption charges. While the Senate, While the Senate, Menendez accused El Salvador's government of using Bitcoin in front of corruption. In addition to cracking down on the gang crime and bringing down the nation's murder rate to among the lowest in the Western world, Bukele made his country the first to recognize Bitcoin as the legal tender back in September of 2021. Now, in response to the news, the story about Menendez's sentence, Bukele writes that the guy said that we use Bitcoin for money laundering and corruption. In a follow-up post, he uses Spanish language to turn the phrase el ladrón jugas por su condición, or the thief judges by his own condition, nodding towards the human tendency to assume others behave the same as oneself. I thought Bitcoin was, open, where you could see stuff. Is it not blockchain-based? I just need to have a better understanding, because I know she's zero, let's say 0.0 on the coin of the Bito. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on as we are hanging. I haven't seen that cloud one before. That's kind of new. Okay, so there you go. What else do we have? Okay, the two Boeing astronauts stuck aboard the International Space Station conducted a joint spacewalk for the first time on Thursday morning. Suni Williams and Butch Wilmore, performed a routine maintenance work, also took samples of the orbiting facility's exterior to look of how many microbes that might have survived the adventure of space. The week-long mission has been extended indefinitely. President Trump this week tasked SpaceX with bringing them home as soon as possible, which the company says will be no sooner than late March. Holy shit, hold on. I thought originally all this stuff was supposed to be going down in February. Woo! That's a long time, man. Are you even going to be able to get back to normal when it comes to gravity? I mean, I'm just asking. Anyways, this is all coming via space. So there you go in regards to what's going on inside of that. Also, Gretchen Rossi is returning to the Housewives franchise. She was booted from The Real Housewives Orange County in 2013 after being a series regular for four seasons. In 2021, Rossi called the show confusing and inauthentic, leaving many to assume that she had zero interest in returning. This week, both Rossi and Bravo revealed that she will appear on the show's forthcoming season 19. This is according to The Blast. Also, Liam Payne, we still have featured as a guest of the judge in Netflix forthcoming talent series Building the Band. filming wrapped up prior to Payne's untimely passing last year. The streamer has reportedly been in contact with Payne's family about how to proceed. A premiere date for the show has not yet been announced. This is according to Deadline. Deadline, as we are talking. Also, country singer Sam Hunt was arrested on January the 20th for speeding and violating a car breathalyzer. He was booked on a related on the same day for he was booked and released on the same day for $1,500. Hunt's vehicle was equipped with a breathalyzer as part of a plea deal from a 2019 DUI arrest. His attorney addressed the incident, saying that Hunt will not face any charges, instead receive only the speeding ticket. This is according to TMZ. So there you go. What else? Do we want to? Okay, let's do this one. Spencer Pratt says that he reached out to Taylor Swift right away after his and his wife's Heidi Montag's home burned down earlier this month. That was night one. Pratt told Nick Vile on the episode of the Vile's podcast, showing the email that he sent Swift. While he has not received a response, Pratt said that he is sure that the message was read and believes that Swift may have something in the works to help his family out. Meanwhile, Pratt has been documenting his loss on TikTok, where he's raised over $25,000 plus $100,000 from direct fan donations. This is according to Page Six. So there you go. Okay, so let's talk here in the next few. This is some of the stories that we'll cover. Sam Bankman-Fried might dodge his full prison sentence. Coldplay sets the world record, which we kind of briefly talked about yesterday. Princess Kate ventures out solo, plus America enters the space age with date history. Oh, isn't that fun?
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Okay, so let's talk about it. On March the 28th of last year, Sam Bankman-Fried began his 25-year prison sentence for mismanagement of customers' funds at crypto exchange he founded, FTX. It's likely that he'll serve about 18 of those years in prison unless he gets a pardon or clemency. Bloomberg reports that fraudster's parents, Joseph Bankman and Barbara Fried, are meeting with lawyers and influential people close to President Trump to strategize ways to earn their sons such a reprieve. Before his fall from grace, SBF was a darling of the political left, cutting big checks and courting favors. In April, SBF's lawyers filed for an appeal of his conviction, but that process will take years to play out. This is according to Bloomberg. You know, it gets interesting on, you know, you have ties into politics and quid pro quo is what it sounds like with some of this stuff. But man, I just don't get it. Like, political favors are just kind of a weird thing that I don't understand to this date as we are talking. But man, it's kind of a strange time. It just is when it's all said and done. We'll see what happens. Of course, if he gets out early, people are going to have all kinds of questions. Because that's just what happened. So there you go. Anyways, the man arrested on Monday for allegedly trying to assassinate administrator officials reportedly told the police that he was inspired by Luigi Mangione, the alleged killer of the United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The suspect, 24-year-old Ryan English, a trans woman who goes by Riley Jane, told law enforcement, "I had been thinking about this for a while because of Luigi Mangione. I have seen the response to that, and that is the situation." Worth noting, Mangione has become a far left cult hero. In a recent episode of SNL, the mention of his name of Weekend Updates brought a loud cheers from the audience, which is kind of a strange thing. But hey, it is what it is when it comes to that stuff. Also, English meticulously planned various scenarios that included stabbing, firebombing, but apparently turned himself into the police on Monday before he was able to carry out the attack. So, a lot of interesting stuff as we are talking here. I mean, I don't know. Like, at what point do you look at this and go, oh, I don't like how this is working out, so I figure that we need to take out somebody who does X. Like, I don't get that, but weird stuff does happen. Don't get me wrong. Okay, check your chips. The FDA has increased Frito-Lay's voluntary recall from December to high-risk level clarification or classification. Last month, the company recalled more than 6,000 bags of 13-ounce Lay's Classic potato chips due to undeclared milk, undeclared leche. So there you go. The issue has now been deemed serious enough that the FDA to issue a class one recall, which, it, as we know at this point, means that there is a reasonable possibility that the use of this or exposure of a volatile product will cause serious adverse health consequences or death. I know, scary stuff. The recalled chips have a guaranteed fresh date of February the 11th of 2025. No other Lay's flavor sizes or products included in the recall. So we'll have to see what happens next when it's all set and done.
You are listening to a Radio God. What? This has to be an error. That host is not a Radio God. Anyways, this is the Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Okay, take a listen to this one. Marianne Faithfull has died. She rose to fame with her 1964 rendition As Tears Go By, penned by Mick Jagger and Keith Richards, and later released the acclaimed album Broken English in 1979. Throughout her career, Faithfull continually re-innovated herself by exploring genres from folk to art rock. Yes, art rock, and collaborated with artists like Nick Cave and Metallica. So there you go. Some information for you in regards to that. She was 78 at the time of her passing. Take a listen to this, because we have to get swampy, because why would we not get swampy, you know? Everything's about the swamp as of late, as it does sound.
Duh.
So there you go. Elon Musk is reportedly bringing the extremely hardcore work philosophy to the Department of Government Efficiency. Wired report that the world's richest man has been sleeping inside of Doge's offices at the Eisenhower Executive Building next to the White House. He notoriously spent most of 2018 sleeping on Tesla's factory floor and had a similar round-the-clock work ethic after taking over Twitter and turned it into X. According to Doge X account, the organization has trimmed about $1 billion in spending a day by freezing new hires and gutting DEI contracts, with an eye towards getting the place to about $3 billion a day. Holy shit, $3 billion a day. That's a lot of money. Like, wow. I look at this stuff and go, it's crazy the amount of money that's being spent. But then again, you know, pretty big country in regards to what we got going on here. But what a crazy thing. I mean, like, if we were doing financial counseling, I'd probably have a lot of stuff that I'd want to talk about.
We at Safety FM are not responsible for what this idiot behind the microphone is saying.
He is trying to be entertaining.
Rated R Safety Show.
Trying being the key word there, no doubt, as we are talking. So let's continue. The Dow increased by 168 points to close at 44,882 on Thursday. The S&P increased by 31 points to close at 6,071, and the NASDAQ increased by 44 points to close at 19,678. West Texas Intermediate closed at $72 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $75 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.11, and Bitcoin gained on Thursday, up 1.2%, trading just around, give or take, $105,000. Tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for $59 million jackpot, or a $26.5 million cash payout. And Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for $89 million jackpot, or a $39.6 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, here's the opportunity to do so. Anyway, take a listen to this. Alice Cooper is partnering with Whistlepig on a new alcohol-free drink. The Sex, Drugs, Rock and Dry Cocktail is a non-alcoholic maple old-fashioned that is paired with a rye-infused vinyl of Cooper's album Breadcrumbs. Proceeds will go to Giving Kitchen, which provides assistance to food service workers. Cooper has been sober for 42 years. This is according to People, the magazine, not like people that are watching him saying, hell yeah, he's drug free. Okay, so there you go. Okay, with 8 months still to go into their Music of Sphere World Tour and 10.3 million tickets sold, Coldplay has broken the record of the highest attendance for a music tour. The band is second when it comes to the highest grossing tour, falling short of the $2.077 billion of Taylor Swift's Eras earned for her tour. The Sphere's tour runs through September, so it could take it over the top spot from Swift. Worth noting, it was just last weekend Coldplay performed the largest ever stadium show in the 21st century while performing in India. This is according to GWR. Take a listen to this. In honor of the 20th anniversary of his first album, Take It All the Way, Ryan Cabrera enlisted several TRL All-Star alums to help him with a new version of the 2000 hit, On the Way Down. Joining him on the recording is Joey Fatone, Joey Fatone from NSYNC, AJ McLean from Backstreet Boys, Taylor Hanson from Hanson, Drake Bell, Nicholas Parita from Walk the Moon, and Nash Overstreet from Hot Tele Ray. So yeah, good for him. And his wife, she goes by performer name Alexa Bliss in WWE, but you know, Lexi Cabrera, one may say. Okay, so Logan Paul says that his watch is worth $300,000 were swiped during a recent trip. I have a reason to believe that someone opened my bag during a TSA and nabbed it out of there. He told his brother Jake Paul. Jake responded with the news of his own watch theft, saying that he misplaced his $550,000 timepiece. As Logan accusation, there is currently an investigation underway at United Airlines. So there you go. A lot of stuff. Let's give you this one, because I talked about it at the beginning. No, Chris Evans is not returning to the Marvel universe. He recently cleared the air telling Esquire that rumors of his return for the next adventure movie are not true. Evans last appeared in Captain America in Endgame. Well, that's bullshit, because he disappeared in Deadpool and Wolverine. He didn't appear as Captain America. He appeared as the Torch, but he was still in it. So just saying, as we are talking. Okay, with that being said, it is 32 minutes past the top of the hour. So let's go ahead and do that thing that we do, because it is Freeform Friday and we are full of news.
Here is the news on the Rosenbauer Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. U.S. officials investigating the mid-air collision of a passenger plane and military helicopter in Washington, D.C. have recovered the plane's two black boxes. All 67 people on board the two aircraft are presumed dead following the fatal crash on Wednesday. Nick Harper reports from the crash site in Washington.
Much of the attention has turned to the potential staffing shortages here at the airport and the busyness in the skies. This is an incredibly busy airport, one of the busiest in the US, with about 800 takeoffs and landings every day. And we have heard during the course of today that there was another near collision just 24 hours before the fatal collision, where a commercial airliner coming into land had to pull up and make a return approach because a helicopter was in its flight path. And also the Federal Aviation Administration putting out an initial report saying that on the night of the crash, in the air traffic control tower, one person was essentially working two positions, something that the report says was not normal, but also is not uncommon.
The Indian government's presenting its annual spending plans to Parliament over the coming week amid concerns about slowing growth and high inflation. The finance minister kicks it off by unveiling the annual economic survey, which highlights the state of the country's economy. Ishan Garg reports from New Delhi.
The Indian middle class is expecting a relief in personal income tax rates as savings dwindle due to inflation. The spending plan is also expected to include measures to drive growth. Analysts say spending big on infrastructure will be crucial, especially as the country's GDP growth is estimated to have slowed down to 6.4% in the 2024 to 2025 financial year, as compared to 8.2% in the year before. It will also be crucial to see how the government navigates spending, as economists are urging officials to reduce fiscal deficit. Ishan Garg, New Delhi.
It's exactly 5 years since the UK left the European Union. The Brexit anniversary is passing with little fanfare from the government, which hopes to boost ties with the EU. Ministers have ruled out, though, re-entering either the customs union or the single market. Violence against women and girls is a significant and growing problem in the UK, according to a new report. The National Audit Office found recent efforts by the government to address the issue aren't improving outcomes for victims. Caroline Harper from the National Audit Office says there's urgent work to be done.
The Home Office is the lead department in this area, struggled to get other government departments on board. Secondly, there hadn't been a sufficient focus on prevention. Supporting victims is really, really important, but it would be much better if they didn't become victims in the first place. And thirdly, despite promises to do so since 2010, there isn't a really good evidence base of what works in helping to reduce violence against women and girls.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks. Today, the reaction of an aviation professional to Donald Trump's suggestion that hiring practices focused on diversity, equity and inclusivity at the US Federal Aviation Administration may have contributed to air traffic control errors that may have contributed to the fatal air accident in Washington on Wednesday night. The president was speaking even as the recovery operation was still underway and before the investigation into the mid-air collision had begun. Terry Towser is a former airline pilot and author of the book Confessions of an Airline Pilot, Why Planes Crash. Does he think DEI is part of the problem?
It's just not only disgustingly inappropriate, but I mean, it is stupid. I'm sure that the poor air traffic controller in this case is going to get hung out to dry. And it will be very interesting to see whether or not he was really working more than one position, because you can tell from the air traffic tape this is very, very busy. Yeah. And I did notice that his conversation with the helicopter was very clipped and brief. So it might well come down to hiring.
As in not hiring enough air traffic controllers rather than hiring too many based around DEI policies. The head of America's National Transportation Safety Board pleaded on Wednesday for lawmakers, the media and the public to give the investigation the time that it needs. She was speaking just 2 hours after the president insisted he wants it all over quickly.
To recap the top stories, US officials investigating the mid-air collision of a passenger plane and military helicopter in Washington have recovered the plane's two black boxes. The Indian government's presenting its annual spending plans to Parliament over the coming week amid concerns about slowing growth and high inflation. It's exactly 5 years since the UK left the EU, and violence against women and girls is a significant and growing problem in the UK, according to a new report. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Another pitfall of our society. Rated R. Safety Show.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA,
you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Safety training, old, stale, and hacked. This is your safety trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
If you're anything like me, you have certain tendencies to put things off, such as filing taxes, seeing the doctor, you know, working on that home improvement project that you're supposed to be doing, but you just haven't gotten to it. And while most of the times it works out, the one thing in life that you really cannot afford to wait on is setting up term coverage life insurance. You've probably seen life insurance commercials on TV and thought, yeah, I'll look into it later. Well, the answer is no. This isn't something that you can wait for. Choose life insurance through Ladder today. Ladder is 100% digital, no doctors, no needles, no paperwork. When you apply for $3 million in coverage or less, just answer a few questions about your health in an application. Ladder's customers rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars on Trustpilot, and they've made Forbes Best Life Insurance in 2021's list. You just need a few minutes and a phone or a laptop to apply. Ladder Smart algorithm works in real time, so you'll find out if you're instantly approved. No hidden fees, cancel anytime. Get full refund if you change your mind in the first 30 days. Ladder policies are issued by insurers with long proven histories of paying claims. They're rated A and A plus by AM Best. Finally, since life insurance costs more as you age, now is the time to cross it off your list. So go to ladder.com/safetyfm today to see if you're instantly approved. That's ladder.com/safetyfm. ladderlife.com/safetyfm.
Jay Allen in the morning, weekdays on Radio Big.
Embrace a daily boost of nature with Field of Greens. Discover the simple power of one scoop to elevate your well-being. Enjoy the flavor that appeals to you the most and let the blend of organic fruits and vegetables enhance your life. Experience the following benefits with Field of Greens. Noticeable energy increase to power you throughout the day.
Improved quality of sleep.
Enhanced digestive comfort and a general uplift in your wellness. Field of Greens stands out with the selection of organically grown ingredients, each carefully picked for its benefits to your heart and overall health. We are confident that you'll appreciate the benefits of Field of Greens. If it doesn't meet your expectations, we offer a straightforward money-back guarantee. Jumpstart your health journey with a special offer, 15% off your first purchase plus complimentary expedited shipping. Just visit fieldofgreens.com and use the code SAFETYFM to redeem your discount. That's SAFETYFM at fieldofgreens.com. Experience nature's touch at fieldofgreens.com/SAFETYFM. And don't forget to tell them that Jay Allen sent you.
Radio Big. USA, Canada, UK.
What's the price you pay for heaven? Great.
the plans we've made, it will amount to nothing.
It will amount to nothing.
Yeah, Price for Heaven by a little band called Night.
What's the price you pay for heaven?
A little good time for sure. You are still listening to the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt there. As we are hanging, doing our thing. Always a good time as you and I are hanging out. So, this band's called Night. Songs readily available on Spotify, YouTube Music, and Apple Music. And, you know, you can give it a little streamer-emer action. We would like to thank Night for allowing us to play this here on the Rated R Safety Show. No doubt about that. So, always a good time. As we are hanging out. Okay, so let's get into some moves and some grooves and some things that we have going on, because that is what we do on this freeform version of the Rated R Safety Show, especially on a Friday. Let me tell you about the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime, and that's about my friends at To Write Love on Our Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. To Write Love on Her Arms wants you to know that people have been where you are now and things can get better. Healing is possible. Find out more information. All you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there's information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorder, self-injury, suicide, trauma, just to name a few. That's TWLOHA.com. Let's talk about some things that are going on inside of the world of the multiverse. Companion is a new movie that comes out today. A billionaire death sets off a chain of events for Iris and her friends during a weekend at a lakeside estate. Sophie Thatcher is in that movie, rated R, considered a sci-fi thriller. Also, Dogman comes out today when a faithful police dog and his human police officer are injured in a hair-brained but life-saving surgery fuses them together. The Dogman is born. He proposes that he should fight supervillains, Petty the Cat. So there you go. It's PG animation movie. There you go. Also, Valiant One, the U.S. helicopter crashes in North Korea, and the survivor must work together to protect civilian tech specialists and find their way out without U.S. military. So there you go. Rated R action drama. That one comes out today as well. Okay, so let's talk about this. A lot of stuff going on. Daring Dairy, move over almond and soy milk and whatever other kinds of milk the trendy people are drinking these days, because the next big daily alternative just might be camel milk. Yeah, new research by Edith Cowan University in Australia say that camel milk would offer some impressive health benefits, especially for some immune systems. In their in-depth head-to-head comparison to cow versus camel milk, the researchers found that camel milk contains a distinctive protein that could make it especially valuable for immune system support and gut health. The cream portion of the camel milk was found to contain bioactive pesticides that can help harmful bacteria and potentially protect against certain diseases. Additionally, camel milk contains lower lactose levels than cow milk, potentially making it easier to digest for some people. Camel's milk currently accounts for about, are you ready for this? Just 0.4% of the global milk production. So, also coming is new camel caramel macchiato, so just in case. Also, actually, all it would take is camel's milk to become a thing even sooner if for some For some, they're out there, the nationwide outbreak of bovine flu. So there you go. I don't know. A lot of stuff. Goat milk was supposed to be good at one point. Now we have camel milk. What else is going to be the next thing? I never know. I can never keep up with food trends. I'm terrible at that stuff when it's all said and done. Anyways, let's bring something a little bit more positive into our life. Let's bring in some John Smalls and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Greg. Maya Angelou said, "Try to be the rainbow in someone else's cloud." I love this. Now, I didn't realize what a simple smile and a greeting can do for someone until I had someone tell me how much they look forward to my smile and my hello every day. He told me that it used to bother him. He even said to me in my first week at the company, "You'd talk to a garbage can if it would echo back." And I laughed because he was right, and I'll tell you, the echo was optional. I just like to do my part to brighten someone else's day. When I was leaving that company, he told me how much he was going to miss my optimistic daily chats. I remember that so well. And that was over 30 years ago.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs
Hello.
At motivationminute.org.
Your 1 minute devotion. To overcome false guilt, we must replace the condemning thoughts that torment us with the truth of Scripture. Thoughts produce feelings, and if we think condemning thoughts, we will feel condemned. On the other hand, if we fill our thoughts with Scriptures that focus on God's grace and forgiveness, we will feel accepted and forgiven. So fill your heart and mind with Scriptures on forgiveness. For instance, Psalms 103:10 says, "He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities." Lord, fill our hearts and minds with the truth of Scripture. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at OneMinuteDevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Roseland R Safety Show.
The White House has confirmed that Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has been invited to meet with President Donald Trump on February 4th. Joseph Eckerson with the latest.
This meeting follows recent discussions about relocating Palestinians to Egypt and Jordan, a proposal that has sparked significant debate. The invitation comes amid ongoing tensions in the Middle East, particularly concerning the fragile ceasefire between Israel and Hamas.
Serbian Prime Minister Milos Vucevic resigned Tuesday following a wave of nationwide protests over the deaths of 15 people killed in a railroad station roof collapse in November in Novi Sad, the country's second largest city.
Vucevic told a news conference he had made the decision to go after student protesters were allegedly attacked after spraying anti-government graffiti and posting stickers outside the Novi Sad offices of his Serbian Progressive Party, Benjamin Wright reporting.
A tuberculosis outbreak in Kansas has become the largest in the U.S. since the 1950s, according to health officials. The outbreak has raised concerns about public health infrastructure and the need for immediate containment measures, Kevin Sanders reports.
Meanwhile, the CDC reports that respiratory illness activity remains high across the country, with no signs of abating in the coming weeks. Cases linked to the outbreak were first reported in January 2024, according to KDHE. So far, there have been two deaths related to the outbreak, both of which occurred last year.
This is the latest news headlines.
The Los Angeles County Medical Examiner has revised the death toll from this month's devastating wildfires in Southern California to 29. The Eaton Fire has been linked to 17 fatalities, while 12 deaths are attributed to the Palisades Fire. A new lawsuit claims that the Eaton Fire in Altadena, California, was ignited by an electrical issue from a transmission tower. Footage obtained by the law firm representing victims of the fire purportedly shows the inception of the blaze. These wildfires have caused significant destruction and loss of Life, highlighting the ongoing challenges posed by natural disasters in the region. The tale of a passenger plane with 176 people on board caught fire before takeoff at an airport in South Korea, news report said. All passengers and crew were safely evacuated. The Air Busan plane at Gimhae International Airport in the southeastern city of Busan was bound for Hong Kong, Yonhap News Agency reported. The 169 passengers and 7 crew members were evacuated using an inflatable slide, the report said, adding that 3 people were injured, but their condition wasn't serious. Calls to fire authorities in Busan were unanswered. An elementary school principal has been arrested after allegedly throwing a massive boozy house party for over 100 juveniles, authorities said.
The incident occurred on January 19th when authorities from the Cocoa Beach Police Department responded to a home after reports of a large house party and observed over 100 juveniles at the residence in matching t-shirts, many of whom were consuming alcohol that was later learned to be available in coolers at the residence, according to a statement from the Cocoa Beach Police Department, Lawrence Keller reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
Radio Big. Streaming 24-7 at RadioBig.fm.
Okay, here we go. 55 minutes past the top of the hour. Let's get into it. Let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 1971, Apollo 14 blast off en route to the moon. Alan Shepard and Eggert Mitchell would become the 5th and 6th men to walk on the lunar surface. Shepard was already the first American in space back in 1961. That happened back on this date in 1971. So there you go. If you're looking at some birthdays for today, Joel Courtney turns 29, Tyler Cameron turns 32, Tyler Hubbard turns 38, Justin Timberlake turns 44, Kerry Washington 48, Portia de Rossi turns 52, Minnie Driver 55, Doug Pederson 57, Martha McCollum turns 61, John Linden turns 69, and what else? Nolan Ryan turns 78 today, so there are some birthdays for you. If you're looking at some days of the year to celebrate, National Backwards Day and National Hot Chocolate Day, because who doesn't want hot chocolate, you know what I'm saying? So there you go. What else do we got? What else? If you need a rando for today, I got one of those for you, because why would I not have that? Here's the problem with social media. It used to be that seeing pictures of someone's vacation was considered a punishment. Just saying. Okay, what else? If you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is the funniest, most random thing you've ever said to your kid? A few from a recent Reddit thread go like this. Get your hair out of the toilet. Take your bowl off your head. Please don't eat the ants. Why are you getting naked? That's some stuff there. If you need a question for the water cooler, it should go something like this. 4 out of 5 of us say that they had a fight with a friend because of this. What is it? Revealed spoilers. You know, I hate when people start doing that. I really do. About, oh, let me tell you the end of something that's going on that you haven't seen yet. Like, I'll tell you, there's this famous actress that I follow on social media, and she had a show that was recently out, but she would tell you the whole thing that happened on the show because it was a video on demand show. And like a minute afterwards, she would tell you everything that had already happened. After it dropped, and it was like, this is crazy. You can't even watch it before she ruins it for you. So there you go. Okay, so that's going to sum up our time together at the top of the hour. I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm. If you want to come and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so, no doubt about that. We'll be talking about the world of music, and that is what we do over there, and play some music and play some entertainment news and all that kind of fun stuff. If you don't want to go over there and you want to hang out with the likes of Sheldon Primus as he talks about the world of safety consultant, you can do that right here on Safety FM. That'll last for, you know, a little bit as he goes through everything that he has going on. Definitely a great source if this is something you're wanting to get into. Okay, so that's it. That's going to be my time. Thank you for hanging out with me on this Freeform Friday. If I can't leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this. To find happiness, look halfway between too little and too much. And that's going to be your good place right there. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.